It's the wonderful Sylvia Kent. A very good morning. I can see you. You can't see me.
You're looking at my scruffy office.
She's in a very impressive office. Lots of books around. Myself and Sylvia have not seen each other actually in the flesh for well over a year. Hair's grown very long, Sylvia.
Oh, dear. Well, a few inches.
Looking lovely. Now, Sylvia Kent is a writer, journalist. She's known by everybody in the industry, the book industry in Essex and beyond as well, because she's part of the Society of Women Writers and Journalists, also Billericay Readers Group and Brentwood Writer Circle. And she does her 60 Seconds of History feature here on Phoenix FM, as well as writing about local history and very supportive of new writers. So, Sylvia, tell us what you've been up to.
Well, we've all been going very well over the last few months. Everyone seems to be writing books, and of course we plug, that's one of the things we do in the various groups I belong to. We try to support each other, sort of plugging, you know, they help me and I help them. And we have got going again with Brentwood Writers Circle and had some new members. Lovely to see new faces. And everyone's, you can't tell what someone actually concentrates on when you first meet them. And it's always a surprise. So we had some lovely new members at Brentwood Writers Circle a week or so ago. And again, we're going to be inviting them to our 80th anniversary lunch, which is going on in May. Before that, I'm really looking forward to meeting Elaine via Zoom. I haven't met her yet. Most of the connections are by Zoom or other methods, telephone and so on. But we try to support. And I say the first thing, I suppose, is that we have got a new book coming out, which is about Billericay. And it's entitled A Town with a Surprising Story to Tell. And it was created or compiled by David Bremner, one of our long-standing historical people in Billericay. And it's a lovely book, and I'll be writing about it in my blog.
Yes.
And also I'm hoping very much that Doug Smith, who is also very much involved with the Billericay Society, which has now finished. It's been going since 1935. Mm. And this book really is a legacy from this lovely society that I also belonged to when I came to live in Billericay. So lots of things happening, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out and about a bit, and certainly to Billericay readers, and we're reading Mary Shelley's book, The Last Man, and another book by novelist Tim Winton, which I think you know both of those names, don't you?
Yes. Well, I know loads because you introduced me to so many people as well.
Yeah. Now, I mentioned the Brentwood Writers Circle. Most important at the moment is the Society of Women Writers and Journalists. Mm. And Rebecca Harding, our chairman, has been organising some fabulous Zooms and what are the other things that we watch? Webinars, yeah. And that's so helpful for people like me that's not that clever with computing. And we're having some various subjects, such as, well, all of them, just to bring us all up to date with communicating with each other, which is one of the most important things for writers. Because as I said last month, it's a bit lonely. It's a bit lonely in our little old offices or wherever we work. And it's great to have connections with other writers. I would say that we're actually working with someone in Southport. Her name is Linda, and she's raising money for Ukraine. And by some of her writers, and two of them are with Brentwood, have contributed stories, for 21 stories. I'll be putting it on my web blog, and hopefully we'll put it on the website for Brentwood Writers Circle, where if you buy this book, which is an anthology of short stories, it all the money goes to Ukraine. And this is what we're really concerned with at the moment, particularly with Ukrainian writers whom we're in touch with.
Yeah.
So that's what we've been doing lately.
And besides all of the stuff that you do, you are also a writer as well. How many books have you published so far to date, Sylvia?
Well, a dozen.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful. When I go into Waterstones and WH Smith, they welcome me to come in and I sign a book, and hopefully they get sold, which they are.
Yes.
Lovely. So the latest is Brentwood in 50 Buildings, which you know about.
Yes.
And
have you got another one up your sleeve? Is there going to be, is there another one coming? Can you say?
Well, a publisher's been in touch with the 30 years of my writing. And as a journalist, I was very lucky in being asked to interview some very famous people, like Betty Boothroyd and some stars and whoever was on, or we're talking 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And to write my memoir. Oh. I'm not sure if I really want to do that.
Oh, I think you should. You've got an interest. You've lived an interesting life and you're still doing loads of stuff. I think it'd be really interesting.
Well, we'll see. But at the moment, having these different jobs, it does take up time.
Yes.
And you can't be writing all the time. Poor old family.
It keeps you busy. I can see Sylvia's apologising for her office, but it is actually very impressive because there is books absolutely everywhere on shelves, by the way.
We have another room at the back. I'm up in the loft, by the way, and there's a library down the back full of books. So.
Coming up, so each time you come on, Sylvia, with the book club, you have started a new feature, which is called 60 Seconds of History. And you always manage to do it in 60 seconds. So what are you doing today?
Well, I like a bit of variety, as you know. I think we've been doing this for 6 or 7 months.
Mm.
And recently I met at a gathering in Billericay. I met some bus enthusiasts, you know, the old motor buses. And it's surprising. Enthusiasm really gets me. I just love it. Whatever the subject, to hear people go on about their collection.
You've got 10 seconds, 10 seconds, and then we've got a minute towards the news. So you do your 60 seconds now.
Right, okay. Motor buses first came to Brentwood in 1920, 100 years ago, when the National Omnibus Company operated routes to Worley, Ongar and Herongate. Soon the mighty London General Omnibus Company joined in with route number 26, running from Stratford to Brentwood. In 1924, it was renumbered 86 and served Brentwood for the next 45 years. An altogether more picturesque LGOC route was the G2, which began in 1928 and ran from Romford via Pidia Park, Harold Wood and Morley to the Robin Hood and Little John Pub in Ongar Road, Brentwood. They were 22-seater single-deckers, and by 34, the LGOC had become the London Passenger Transport Board. The route was numbered 247 and was a 35-seater, six-wheel single-decker. They become double-deckers in 1949 until 1976. They eventually ceased operating in 1982.